This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street. Or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today. Greetings, I am Barry. This is The Voice Within for another week. This month we'll start off with Lee Harris and his predictions for this month of August.
Hello everyone, welcome to the update for August 2025. There is a lot to cover this month, and as usual, as well as the themes that I have, I've also written a short paragraph about each theme. So I'll read the paragraph and then I'll explain a little further on this video. Welcome to August. We are entering the eighth month of the year. And interestingly, the first theme this month is the energetic leap. The energetic leap. That is going to be a theme that is going to run through August. And August and September will both carry this signature where a lot will happen, a lot will move forward and pull us forward. We're going to experience a lot in these next couple of months. So whenever I get that kind of message, I always am curious about what will happen globally as well as personally. But August will feel like 2 months in one for many. So stay steady and centered as we are all being pulled forward energetically on the timeline. Massive change actualization in these 2 months. So things will be emerging into reality after long periods of preparation or gestation and sudden surprise events, meetings, and experiences will come your way. So it's going to be a busy time. It's going to be fast. There's going to be a lot moving and a lot swirling, but the key point around the energetic leap is for some of you, there will be surprises and there will be things coming in that you didn't see coming. You may even not like them at first. You may have to adjust to them at first. It might take you a day or two to accept these things into your reality just because they aren't where you thought you were going or they seem different to what you thought you wanted. But if you actually sit with it, a lot of these things that will play out in your personal life will actually be a part of your future timeline. And even though they may seem like surprises, on a soul level, there are so many things that we experience as surprises that are very destined for us. But equally, on the flip side, there will be some of you who are very ready for an energetic leap. You might feel very ready to give birth, metaphorically or maybe literally in some cases. And you now want the baby out, and it's been a very long gestation period, and you're itchy for this energetic leap that is going to come through you and come into your life. So I always talk to you about staying as steady and centered as you can. I think number one, that's a good way to live. It helps us create our own balance. Doesn't mean we don't have our less graceful moments or our moments where we're more down or feeling emotions or going through things. Staying steady and centered is a reminder that in these times that we live in, that is crucial because we are being bombarded with so much at the moment. And you might be directly on the front line of something very dramatic and difficult, or even if you aren't directly on the front line, you're connected to it energetically. And these are very volatile times on Earth in terms of what's happening to us as a global system, the way we have been organized historically, and the way we are being, I would say, continually organized, but also new attempts at organizing us in different ways. We're all feeling the heat of that and feeling the ripple effect of that. So in many ways, this energetic leap, the signature of it is, it feels quite good. And it feels like it's going to take us forward on the timeline in a propulsive way. So there will be a lot of breakthrough. There will be a lot of positive. But whenever there is this kind of energetic leap, it always makes me curious about what else is going to happen in the world. So staying steady and centered, whatever that means to you, whatever that looks like to you, is going to be very important, particularly if you are a person who is already sensitive to what's going on in the world and what's going on for people directly at your shoulder. I've mentioned this in prior updates, but anything that's happening on a global scale is having a ripple effect to each of us personally. So staying steady and centered means finding the things that help you breathe, help you experience some light, some joy, some connection, some peace, anything that you need to bring balance to your life so that you're not always living in a state of emergency, in a state of being triggered, in a state of being up against whatever pressure it is that you're feeling. Now, of course, there are those on the planet right now who are going through really tough times. And I know many of us are there for whoever we can be there for, as and when, as called to. But it is important that you don't deny yourself looking after yourself. I've often heard people say, oh, well, how can I stay centered when I see this thing going on in the world or that thing going on in the world? It's actually crucial. Because if you're going to be of any use to any of the areas of the world that you want to bring your help and your support to, you actually have to be centered. And this is a time, by the way, where destabilization is happening by design. So there is an agenda that is playing out to make everyone scared and in fear and compliant. So you really have to use your discernment to recognize when you're affected by different things. And so for some of you, I'm curious why I'm saying all of this, why this is coming through me. And what I'm hearing is because for some of you, the energetic leap you will make this month is you will manage to pull yourself out of some of the low vibrations that have been magnetizing you from the outside world. Doesn't mean detaching from what's going on in the outside world, but it means having a different reaction to it and having reactions that aren't all day long, all week long, and instead beginning to re-find your equilibrium and your balance. So for those of you who are struggling, the energetic leap can be an upshift. And for those of you who aren't necessarily struggling in that way I just described, there's going to be some leaps and bounds progress in August and September for you with what you're, especially with what you're building in your life, what you're wanting to create in the world. Not to say that personal healing won't be a factor, because it always is, but it's more to do with what you're trying to build, bring into the world, especially things that are very positive for the world. There will be an energetic leap and an energy of support in August and September. But it doesn't mean we won't also see the opposite or acting out from other areas of the world still happening. So stay steady and centered. August will feel like 2 months in one. I know there's some of you, when you heard me say that, were like, oh God. If that was your reaction, then you definitely need to rest and you definitely need to look after yourself. And if some of you were like, yeah, I'm here for it, let's go. Good, you're on track. So you will be some of the people who want to pioneer some change. And it's been quite muddy this year in terms of people's ability to make progress. August comes in and kind of changes that trajectory, August and September. Okay, theme number two. I've spoken in other energy updates over the last year about this global and personal identity shift that we're in. Theme number two, and this was, even though I've spoken about this, I was given it again, but with a bit more specificity this time. So identity shift, the three who's. Who were you? Who are you now? And who are you becoming? This ongoing identity shift is happening for so many internally. Many are awakening to the sense of a bigger world and a world vision than they previously had. So the three who's, who were you, who are you now, and who are you becoming? Most of us, when we're aware, and when we're aware of what's going on in us to some degree, and aware of our energy, and aware of our patterns and our habits, you will be having a kind of spinning timeline moving through you right now. You might be going from some kind of past memory or past habit that you had, past pattern, and it might be moving through you very strongly. And then an hour later, you feel very present and very alive and very here in a way that you never have. And then an hour after that, who are you becoming? You might get a sense of what you're moving into. So this triad of our past, our present, and our future is spinning a lot right now. I've spoken about the spiral healing that we all go through, which the shamans talk about. And we're in this spiral path, which is really circular healing. So it means that I know last month I focused on a real clearing out of old, long-held patterns or habits, and that was coming to the surface. I know a lot of you already did that, and some of you might still be doing some of that this month. But where that leaves you is in a bit more of an observer consciousness. And you start to go, oh, wow, yeah, that was me then. And oh, that was the best I knew. I was doing the best I could. Wow, I would do it, I think, better now. I would be able to hold more space or more grace for myself or for the other than I did then. But I'm seeing it for a reason. So for many of you, there will be this cycling of timelines that you're acutely aware of, and it can feel odd. It's not necessarily how we're trained as humans, but it's something that starts to happen as you become more soul-based and as you essentially awaken more. You start to be more aware of different points in time, past, present, future. So the three who's. Who were you? Who are you now? And who are you becoming? And by the way, there is no single answer to any of those questions. The answer should change. Every time you think about it, you should think differently about who you were. Another memory or another aspect will come up. Every time you find yourself in the present, you'll be having a slightly different experience. And when you think about who you're becoming, you're shedding the skin of now and the past in order to become, hopefully, a greater version of yourself, a more effective version of yourself, a more peaceful version of yourself, a more benevolent version of yourself, more steady, whatever it is, more creative, whatever it is that feels important to you for your path, because we're all different. We all have different paths. But this identity shift and the three who's, many of you will be very conscious of this already. And for some of you, it might be that I just articulated something you're experiencing, but hadn't really put your finger on. So this is happening for many people, and many are awakening to the sense of a bigger world and a bigger world vision than they previously had. The advice I would give you if you're fairly new to this, fairly new to awakening, beginning to wake up spiritually, the idea that, oh, there's more to this world than I was trained to see as a human, and actually I'm part of multiple worlds. There's the human world, there's the world of spirit, and the world of spirit is multidimensional. So be patient with yourself and give it time. You know, at first it can feel like a lot, and there can be a tendency, because we're trained as humans to do and to organize, there can be a tendency to think you have to rush into the world and do something with it. And the best thing you can do when it's first hitting you in a strong way is to let it hit you and to let it move through you and to just let it flow through and experience it. So, identity shift, the three who's. Who were you? Perhaps you were a very different kind of human being. Who are you now? You're someone who is opening and beginning to sense differently in the world, and thus you're behaving differently in the world, and your patterns are changing. And who are you becoming? You're becoming the fullest, greatest version of yourself, whatever that's going to look like for you. So that's theme number two. Theme number three links to the prior theme, and it's time compression. Time compression. So the message of this theme is the speed of change will be more noticeable than ever as we keep moving through 2025. The level of experiencing change for most of you might be at times like more than you feel you can keep up with. But you're actually being asked to change the way you experience things, not necessarily slow down time. Can you stay in yourself while a fast world moves around you? So this theme really relates to consciousness and us accessing our higher levels of consciousness. So firstly, time gets very compressed the more awake you become, and you start to notice things are moving fast, and you also accelerate in your own way of living and being. And as humans, you know, we're all very used to, oh God, I'm so tired, or, oh, you know, and that can be just kind of it's almost like an automatic handshake that we have as a kind of saying, or there isn't enough time. You know, these are some of the human problems that we have been trained to believe in, buy into, and be. And the message of this theme is that actually more of us than ever before are being asked to change the way we experience. So it's not necessarily to slow down what's going on around you, but it's to stay in yourself while a fast world moves around you. So your point of engagement starts to become more centered. This is what being centered is. You know, the old you may have been involved in relationships and projects and things, and you might have found yourself like moving into things and moving into people and having all of these things and feeling pulled around and then feeling exhausted. The new you can let all of that happen around you and you still engage with it and you still relate to it, but it's coming more from here, the center of your heart. You're able to stay more still. Now, of course, we won't be mastering this all of the time. All I'm being asked to give voice to here is a phenomenon that more of us are experiencing. It sometimes, for some people, not everyone, but for some people, it might feel a bit like detachment at first. You might think, am I really detached? But it's not necessarily that. If you're feeling, and if you're having an experience of life and you're feeling present and you can feel your heart and you can feel joy or peace or things, you're not detached, but you are engaging with the world from a different point of focus. So time compression, the noticing that everything is speeding up and getting faster. It's not that that's a problem. It's that you are going to adapt to the speed of time and you are going to slightly step back inside yourself so that everything that's going on around you doesn't knock you over. Okay. Theme number four, this one relates more to the systems of our world. So the message was control system breakdown and interference energy. Control system breakdown and interference energy. So this relates to the more shadowy agendas on the planet, ones related to suppression, oppression, and control. These areas in August and to some degree September are going to hit roadblocks, chaos, and there will be course correction interference in August. Now, I don't know what that means. This is just what I'm given, but this will be a theme. So we may be aware of it playing out in the outer world. It may be something that's more hidden to the mainstream eye. It's not something we're as aware of. We'll see. But it can also show up in your personal life because this is an energy wave that's moving across the earth. And it's basically knocking out anything that is lower timeline, lower consciousness. So if some things happen for you this month that you think were different to what you wanted, just tune in and ask yourself, is this bad? Or am I actually being protected from a lower timeline or experience? Because a lot of that is going on. My guide said to me about 5 years ago, they said that even though there are things on the planet that many of you don't like, don't agree with, are heartbroken about or disappointed about, the timeline is actually far better right now than it could have been because of consciousness, because of the efforts of humanity to embody consciousness, and because of essentially energetic resistance to lower frequencies. So control system breakdown and interference energy, that headline really relates to global systems and, you know, the out there, if you like. But it may also show up in your own life. Maybe you yourself are wrestling with areas of control in yourself or lower parts of yourself that are acting out a little bit. Don't be surprised if someone or something comes in to just kind of knock it out for you, to move you up a little. So as this will be a theme, like I said, if you notice in your own immediate life, things aren't working out for you the way you thought you wanted them to in August, be aware you may be being protected from a lower timeline or experience. Okay. Theme number five, this one is interesting to me, and it's interesting because it's something I've been called to talk about in a lot of my teachings in the portal over recent months. The portal is my online monthly community, and also at Soul Magic, our retreat recently, and in certain teachings and recordings and courses I've done. The theme headline is this: the empath compass upshifting into higher consciousness realms. the empath compass upshifting into higher consciousness realms. Now, I'll break that down a little. So here's the question about this theme, and then I'll explain it a bit more. As an empath and someone who feels the energy or the emotions of other people, are you spending as much time focusing on joy, love, and people's high moments and transformation? Or does your compass as an empath always glue or magnetize you to the pain and the suffering in others? The message here is become a guardian of your own frequency. So let me explain. You know, over the years I've worked with a lot of empaths. I have my own empathic tendencies. We're all slightly different in the way that we operate as empaths, what we experience and how we behave. Because calling yourself an empath does not necessarily dictate your behavior. There are all different kinds of empaths who are all behaving in different ways. And we can be a healthy empath and we can be an unhealthy empath. There's usually reasons we're an unhealthy empath. The unhealthy empath can get too enmeshed with people, can get too enmeshed in the lower emotions of others and lose their balance. I've also met some empaths who believe that they benefit others by feeling the emotions of others. I've seen some that maybe are doing that, and I've seen a lot who are making no difference at all to the energy field of the other person, but are, for whatever reason, wanting to be or needing to be that emotional in themselves. And sometimes there are parts of us that just need to feel a lot. So we hook into the feelings in other people. There's nothing wrong with that if you are having a great life. If you're having a great time doing it, carry on. But what I see happening for many, and I also did this a lot in my 20s and 30s, is there can be an unconscious hook into everyone's lower frequencies. So you end up being the nursemaid or the therapist or the healer to everyone's lowest point. And I see some empaths make themselves sick by doing this. They're constantly serving the lowest frequency in the room. And let's be honest, pain, suffering, and what we would call drama. And drama sounds like a cold word, but usually drama is the result of over-amplified emotion. It's when over-amplified emotions cause chaos, either to a person's life or because someone is enacting drama upon a group using their own imbalanced emotion. So the empath compass upshift into higher consciousness is a message that many of you will be shifting your empath compass from suffering and pain and perhaps diving into other people's suffering and pain or only targeting people's suffering and pain to actually start going a little higher in the way that you read and engage with people. This usually comes as a result of personal healing. So we get to the bottom of why we're so empathic. Because usually it's there has been a trigger event. There has either been a trigger event in childhood, or it can come from perhaps you were around people who didn't feel. So you start overcompensating and feeling becomes something you're hungry for. So you need to feel it everywhere or find it in other people. You almost need to feed on feeling. So the empath compass upshift into higher consciousness happens when you have looked at where your unhealthy empathy might be causing you trouble. Perhaps it's exhausting you or overwhelming you or depleting you. But equally, that you start focusing on, in your own life, joy and love and being around people where you can be uplifted as well. So you start to balance out your own ratio of pain and suffering, because often we're magnetized to other people's pain and suffering because of our own. But as you clear more of that, and as you understand more of what you're carrying and you're able to release it through whatever method, whether it's professionals helping you, healers, therapists, your own discovery, community, feedback, whatever it is, it's usually a broad journey for many of us, self-growth, workshops, and all of that. As you start to upshift and let go of some of your own pain, you will also notice, oh, I don't have as much time to go down deep into everyone's pain. Now, if it's an emergency, I will. And you'll know if it's an emergency. If it's an emergency, I always say, you will know. You'll just feel it in your body. You'll be a full body yes to whoever it is that's calling you in an emergency. But there will be a lot of you now who are shifting out of the paradigm of serving pain, serving suffering, because you're here to help create something above that, because that's a lot of the paradigm on earth that we have to shift. And yes, we'll do it in many ways, not just energetically. We'll have to do it in practical ways. We'll have to do it by saying no to certain things. But I'm speaking purely energetically. So a lot of you empaths will be noticing this right now. It's a good thing. You might feel disoriented because some of you may have taken on the identity of empath as a key identity. So it's like, well, who will I be if I'm not feeling everyone's suffering? You will be a person who is available to feel people's joy and people's peace, and you'll be able to help grow that on earth. So a little complex what I'm trying to explain in a few minutes, but I think those of you who are meant to understand what I just said will understand it, and you'll either recognize you're already in it, or it might just be a bit of encouragement to you to go further with this. It's great that you're wonderful with pain and suffering and being there to help with that. Don't get imbalanced with it, because if that's the only thing we cultivate, our ability to help, we're not creating the other, which is so important. Joy, love, compassion, caring for each other from a healthy, healed place, which creates all kinds of high frequencies and real healing energy. So, theme number 6, the heart opening and anger. The heart opening and anger. I know that sounds paradoxical, so let me read to you what I got for this theme. The duality of heart opening and anger will be at play this month. Anger often hides what we are upset, disappointed, or hurt about. So anger is often like a top cover emotion for sadness, distress, disappointment that's lower, that we're not getting in touch with. Anger's like a protective reaction against some of those feelings. So there may be those around you that are behaving angrily because they aren't processing their feelings well or in touch with what they're feeling, or you yourself may be going through some of that or feeling a release of anger through your system. So I know anger gets a very bad rap, and of course destructive anger is a very destructive force. If you unleash your anger at a person or towards a thing, it's very destructive, but anger is also a part of our system, and it's a healthy part of our system when it's allowed to be expressed. I can't remember the exact science behind it, but I remember many years ago hearing that, you know, true anger should last about 20 to 30 seconds, and it flushes through you, and it's a signal. It can be a warning and a boundary. You might start to feel angry when you're around people that you feel are trying to manipulate you. Equally, you might look at things going on in the world at large and get angry about what you're seeing because you can see how distorted and how low vibe, low vibration it is, basically. So, anger can also be a protective or awakening force for our energy fields. So a flush of anger from our root chakra upwards can also open the heart or negatively affect the heart and make it shut down. So a flush of anger from our root chakra upwards can also open the heart, or often if anger comes towards us from another person, so it's not coming from in our own body, it can negatively affect the heart and make it shut down. So this is complex. It's not like I can give you a, this is how it's going to look for you this month, because it's going to be different depending on who you are and what you need to learn about it. But know that this interesting relationship between the heart and anger is going to show up in August for some of us. So the duality of heart opening and anger will be at play this month. Anger often hides what we are upset, disappointed, or hurt about. So feel the anger that comes through you, give it permission, let it be a flush. And for some of you, it might be that the experience of someone else's anger leads you to, who knows, maybe you'll boundary them or you'll step away from them. And then your heart can be more open because you've identified someone in your midst who actually isn't good for you, or vice versa. You yourself might have some kind of outburst and someone might stop you and it might melt you and you might go, oh my God, your heart opens and you're like, wow, what was I doing? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to push that towards you. So that's going to be another complex theme. It's a complex month. Okay, theme number 7, disconnection or disassociation. Disconnection or disassociation. So for those of you feeling disconnected or disassociated right now, it's understandable. given the emotional temperature of the times, it's understandable. We disassociate when we are overwhelmed, have experienced a trauma, or feel like life is too much for us to handle. Things to try if you're feeling disconnected or disassociated: take extra good care of yourself. Take extra good care of yourself. That's very important. And even if right now you're struggling, you know, if you haven't showered for 3 days, just get yourself to the shower. Just try and achieve one thing at a time to start to bring yourself back. But most importantly, get support from friends or professionals. Connect with community. Reset in nature. Find a sense of purpose or connection to a power outside yourself. So a sense of purpose for you might be something you're creating or doing or wanting to study or explore. A connection to a power outside yourself could be God or a higher power or spiritual power, whatever it is. Usually when we get disconnected or disassociated, it's very sad for us. We feel very sad. There is a sadness usually inside us that we may not be feeling because we're not feeling, but there is a sadness to us from the disconnection and the disassociation. Ultimately, we want to reconnect. Sometimes we have to disconnect or disassociate for protection or for periods of time that we wouldn't otherwise survive. So it's not to judge that you're in it, but the message is, and clearly there must be a good number of you feeling this, otherwise it wouldn't have landed as I was typing. It's time to bring yourself back, and you'll bring yourself back by taking care of yourself. And if that feels really hard for you right now, you absolutely have to get help from people, friends, community, professionals. Equally, you might be nowhere near ready for people, but you can take care of yourself. So actually try and focus on increasing the amount you take care of yourself, who and what you're connecting with, a sense of purpose, a sense of connection, reset in nature, because remember, nature brings our energy field back. It basically puts us back into natural rhythms, and it communes with us, and it scoops us up, and it starts to reset our frequency. So if disconnection or disassociation have been an ongoing thing for you, it's time to get yourself out of it. Use the energy of the energetic leap this month to start to come back to the world. Okay, and theme number 8, which I've touched on not only in my annual energy update, but last month a little bit. Are we allowed to call for change? Are we allowed to call for change? One of the global themes for all of us in the year of 2025 was, what will we allow? What will we allow as an individual? And what will we allow as a people in terms of what's going on globally? So, this is the ongoing global debate right now. It's on a lot of people's minds, voices, and hearts. How can we stop certain things that are happening on the planet that we don't agree with as a people? How can we use our influence and our energy to call for change? The more that people are shown they are not allowed or encouraged to demand positive change, the stronger they will rise. Now, this, of course, happens more urgently in people who are directly affected. But there is a ripple effect going around the world right now of more of us knowing that there are many things that are not going well. Let's put it that way. I'm mindful of what language I use here, but there are many things on the planet that are disturbing and that are out of balance. The question is, are we allowed to call for change? Are we influential? And that's going to be a process. And this process will take time, but the message is more people are jumping on board every month and finding their voice, their boundary, their actions, and their sense of what is right and just in our world. And they are calling out that which is mercenary, damaging, or destructive. I know for many of you sensitives, and I totally get it, you know, that the dark shadow or the darkness of the world can be really hard to come to terms with and to see and to witness and to experience. But the message is that, and this has been something that my guides have said, and they talked about this in The Future Human, the book I did with Regina Meredith. They talk about, we're going through a global shift where power comes back to the people. And that's going to take some level of people standing up for things. And so we're at the very beginning of seeing an increase in that rise, and that's going to be a part of our journey the next few years. So are we allowed to call for change? So you'll be noticing that around you. You might be feeling more urgently called into action in local ways or in global ways, and both are important. So if local is where your focus is going, great. If global is where your focus is going, great. We are allowed to create change on the planet. We've just been told that we aren't, and that myth is beginning to break down. So thank you everyone for tuning in. Complex one this month, but actually, as I'm saying that out loud, I realized that one of the first things that was said was August is going to feel like 2 months in one. So I guess that kind of explains it. Thank you everyone for tuning in. August will be 2 months in one. Was this two energy updates in one? It kind of feels like it was. Lots of love. Take good care of yourselves, and I will see you next month.
That's cloud surfing from Deuter. And now Pam Gregory's saying, the new earth is here. Humanity is being rewritten.
Welcome, everybody, to the Heart Coherence Collaborative. Today, it is such an honor. We have our friend Pam Gregory coming and joining us. And so about 6 months ago, I had reached out to the Heart Coherence Collaborative, and I asked everybody who they recommend for us to have on. And we received about 20 emails saying Pam Gregory. And so we reached out, and we were blessed for her to come on. And that interview happened to be one of the most viewed videos that we've had, and our community absolutely loves you. And since that time, we've become friends with Pam. She's recommended us to some of her amazing friends who we've had on, and they've become our good friends. So we can't thank you enough, Pam. Our community absolutely loves you. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, bless you. Bless you. Well, we're all helping each other, Kyle, aren't we? You know, this is the kind of flow that we're in now, human to human, which is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on, obviously, we love having you on, but there's so much going on, and we have this big event where we're all diving into the heart. But while this is going on, you know, you and I were talking, there's a lot of movement going on energetically. I was telling you, I've had three friends in the last week who've broken up with their partners. You know, in my own life, there's a lot of movement, mostly good, but some really intense. Just seems like a lot of things are changing significantly. So we wanted to invite you on to just give us an energy update about what's going on and how we can anchor ourselves in during these times.
Yeah, fabulous. Thanks so much, Kyle, for that lovely introduction. And yeah, what you say is so true, because, you know, I've been saying for a long time, in fact, you know, since the beginning of the year, in talking about what's coming up in 2025, I think I even called the video with my good friend Kathy Rose. We did a joint thing and we called it Endings and Beginnings. And boy, are we seeing those. We're seeing them personally, in marriages, in friendships, in so many relationships. We're seeing them, that jobs are ending, people are moving home. You know, people are just, for whatever reason, moving out of your life. And that was fully expected. And the old, out in the world, the old structures are going to continue to collapse. They really are. So don't panic about that and think the world is ending. A world is certainly ending, but not the world. And this is right on time. I would be surprised as an astrologer if this wasn't happening right now. It's meant to happen. And although it's very destabilizing and it leaves a vacuum and you think, oh my goodness, you know, I've known that person for ages and ages and ages. Now they've moved away or they got sick or, you know, whatever. And it feels very empty and it feels very shaky at times. And that's why we've got to come back to our own anchor, the anchor of the heart, heart coherence, have your own particular practice of the breath, and really come back to you, to yourself, because in turning inwards, that is the thing that will give you stability and anchoring. And just know that if people are moving out of your life, that leaves a vacuum for other new people to move in, who are most certainly likely to be in greater alignment for your soul's growth in terms of where you're going. And, you know, that is, so see it in the bigger perspective, see it in the bigger plan, that new people will come in who will be more like your real soul tribe than you have had in the past. Even though you think, oh, I, you know, so loved that Mary, what, Susie, you know, whatever, and they've left my life. Just know that other people, and this is all by universal design, divine timing. So I hope that will help to give it a bigger perspective, because so often we have such a feeling of sadness and even abandonment when these things happen. And once the structures tend to break down even more, which they will in the coming months, that can feel very shaky. No, that has to happen. You have to demolish the old house before you can start to build the new on that same patch of land. So see it in that that analogy. But absolutely no doubt, and I've been tired of my own voice in saying this, but we are really going through this period of accelerated evolution this year. You know, this is the big year of turbulence, because the new is overlapping the old. The beginnings are overlapping the endings. And the reason for that is there's so much high frequency energy coming in that it's causing a churn in the energy field, a destabilization of any structures that weren't built of love or integrity, they have to collapse because the energy is simply not there to sustain them in the same way that it was in the past. So this is a physics of energy issue. It's a physics of energy. So just again, think of that big picture and just know that. So super accelerated at this time. And I've talked about this this period, summer in the Northern Hemisphere, as being our rehearsal. And it truly is. It's our test run. It's our rehearsal where we are beginning to imagine or envisage or dream in who are we going to be? Who are we already becoming as the new you? What kind of life do we want? Is it in the same geography? Is it in a different country? Is it in a community? You know, are we really going to be digging into our unique gifts and bring them to the world in a much bigger way than we've ever done it? That's the kind of feeling. And these things may not start to actually take place tangibly until late spring, early summer next year. April, May time is what I'm looking at. And the reason I'm saying that is, at the moment, all of the outer planets have moved into their new signs. Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, Pluto have all moved into their new signs. So we have this incredible feeling of the new starting to come in, but we can't quite define it. We can't quite kind of grab it yet, but we have a strong sense of it. And it's remarkable. Just yesterday, I filmed the update for the next lunation, which is the full moon in Aquarius on the 9th of August, very powerful time. And if I include two of the dwarf planets, Homer and Sedna, we have, I think, seven orbiting bodies, all between 0 and 2 degrees of their sign. So that really has a great sense of initiation. I mean, that's a huge number of planets between 0 and 2 degrees of their sign. It's all about new beginnings. And two of those planets, Saturn and Neptune, are right at the beginning of Aries. You know, zero of Aries, I call the creator degree, because it's the very first degree of the zodiac, and it is pure potential. It is absolutely pure potential. We have more of a blank canvas for our future than we have ever had before. So what are we going to create? Because previously in our lives, we've known it's fairly predictable. You know, you go to school, you work hard, you get good grades, you go to college or university, you meet someone, you get married, you know, buy a house, you get kids, you get a job, blah. It was fairly predictable. That's all just not going to happen in future. We are going to have much more latitude in how we organize our lives, much more freedom, I would say, in coming together in community and collaboration to say, you know, how do we want to create a whole new earth here? You know, do we want to go back to shamanic principles, biodynamic farming, grow our own food, come together, share, collaborate, sing together, chant together, have joy together, have laughter together? All of those things that I think our souls ache for. That's really where we are headed. If you have that kind of a vision coming in for you too, because that is going to be the direction of travel, however unlikely it seems at the moment, however you never see that stuff on the nightly news, because the nightly news is loud and it's very easy to get caught up in that drama, that color, those zigzags of craziness. It's very easy because it's like the best movie in town. You know, you don't get a bigger movie than that. But the love revolution, the cosmic revolution, is really quiet, super quiet. It's happening with smiling at strangers in the street. It's helping with, you know, neighbor with their shopping. It's helping with, you know, it's happening quite very quietly with loving a friend, hugging a tree, hugging your pet. You know, this is the quiet revolution. And every tiny act of kindness you make on a day-to-day basis is adding to that side of the scales, which is creating this absolute tsunami, this momentum of love to create this new earth. And you're never going to see that on the nightly news, ever. But we absolutely know, because it's palpable, that we are creating it. So now, this conjunction between Saturn and Neptune at 0 degrees of Aries, I have to credit my very good friend Heather Ensworth, who dug back in all her research. Her software program allowed her to go back and back and back and back and back and back And she discovered that the last time this had happened at Zero Varies was 4361, sort of 4361 BCE. So almost 6,000 years ago is the last time that happened. But it wasn't at the midpoint of this very positive trine between Uranus and Pluto. It wasn't in this unique configuration. So I can't find a time in history, going back thousands of years, where we've had the astrological configuration that we've got at the moment. So we've got Uranus, Pluto in 120 degrees, super positive, midpoint, Saturn and Neptune, where they haven't been since 4361 BCE. Pretty big stuff. So we are truly in a unique time for humanity that we have never lived through before, because we are really transmuting and transforming these very high frequency energies to become new earth, to become love, to become joy, to become gratitude, to become compassion. And when we embody that and we can hold more light in our bodies, we are new earth. Each of us is going to become like a shining beacon, like a lighthouse, to add to this web of light, which many gifted people can see growing, you know, every week all over the earth. We are new earth. And I really want you to feel that in your bones. And I have only felt that profoundly recently when I was on a retreat in France in June. And all of us there, 18 of us, we all felt that and said, we've got to, oh, I was getting so goosebumpy now. We've got to take this embodiment of new earth back to our local civilization, our local places, and just beam it out to the world. Infect people with your light. Infect people with your love. You know, real call from the heart here. So, okay, so the reason I'm calling this rehearsal is because the outer planets have moved into their new signs. And then starting kind of September, October, then November, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus move back into their previous signs. Saturn, Neptune move back to Pisces, Uranus moves back to Taurus, and they stay there through the winter months over the turn of the year. And then gradually they all start finally to fully move into their new signs for the rest of their cycles, whether it's 29 years, 84 years, 165 years, 248 years. So they start to move back really in February, when on the 20th of February 2026, we have Saturn and Neptune exact to the minute, kind of holding hands together, stepping over this creator degree of pure potentiality and launching us into this new phase. Then Uranus on the 26th of April moves into Gemini for the rest of its 84-year orbit cycle. It'll spend about 7 years in Gemini, but it's not going to come back to Taurus within this 84-year cycle, certainly, virtually 84 years. And then we also have a very important aspect between Uranus and Sedna, a conjunction, which I think is going to ignite the biological revolution that we are experiencing in our bodies, whether we know it or not. Now, many people are sensing that they're much more psychically sensitive, they're more telepathic, their healing abilities are stronger, whatever. All of those psychic abilities are going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. But what I really want to emphasize is use these few months, and Saturn goes back to Pisces 1st of September, use these few months, these few weeks, to really test out who are you becoming? What kind of a world do you want to live in? Because we're not going to get a second rehearsal or a third one, but we're in the mush of the caterpillar right now. This is it. We're in it. And then we're launched in the early months of next year, late spring, early summer, April, May, I'd say. So whatever, whatever you are dreaming in, that I would say from an astrological point of view is the launch phase. And then, of course, there are many, many years where we continue to evolve and upgrade. Of course, you know, this doesn't happen in a trice, but boy, is this accelerated period from 25 to 27. And I've done videos on this because it is so extraordinary. Astrologically, it's so extraordinary. The configuration I'm talking about is this year, most exact July, August, where we are right now. So we're getting glimpses of who individually we want to become and who, what we think the world should be, what we're building in our layers of paint on the canvas. It becomes most exact next July, August, 2026. And then gradually, it still holds within orb for 2027 then, and gradually the faster moving planets like Saturn and Uranus start to move on a little. So it's not as exact. And exactitude gives potency in astrology. The more exact the geometry, the more strongly we feel the mythology of the planets. And just remember that all this very high frequency energy coming in is reactivating, helping us to remember all those strands of DNA that have been dormant for about 200,000 years. You know, the 24th chromosome is coming back online. That's our multidimensional ability that was chromosome 2, chromosome 7 were spliced together 200,000 years ago. Greg Braden talks about this. Lee Carroll Cryon talks about this. To make us more human and develop our neocortex, which gave us the ability of language and speech, made us more human in that way, but took away the multidimensional abilities, which are now coming back online that so many of you can feel. So stand strong. The best thing you can do in all of this chaos and craziness is stand strong as an anchor in all of this and just hold the vision. Just keep it simple. Close your eyes. Drop into the breath. Practice heart coherence, bare feet on the ground, dead simple stuff for free for every single one of us. Keep it that simple. There's nothing more complicated than that. But you can't feel fear and love at the same time. They're two different ends of the stick. So where's your focus going to be? Your focus is your superpower. You can't feel chaos and coherence at the same time. You have to focus on one of the other. So where's your focus? Because as I say, nightly news, super easy to get caught up. And maybe we are encouraged to get caught up. It really doesn't matter. It's just fluff on the ocean. What matters is your frequency, the state of your heart in terms of coherence, your integrity, your humility, your compassion, your gratitude for blue sky, clean water. You know, these are the things, these are the values that are going to, these are the keys to the kingdom. Those are the entry cards to enable us to move into higher dimensions. If you're wobbly on integrity, if you're wobbly on honesty, it's not going to happen. If your focus is scattered all over the place, it's going to be much more difficult. Only you determine that. So practice that, practice focus. I haven't had a television for 5.5 years. I got rid of it when all those happy hours were starting up. You know, we should all be jolly happy about what was going on. And I've got a houseplant which is thriving now, which is much healthier. I refuse to have my frequency dominated by an external agency. I just refuse. I barely switch my mobile phone on, maybe once a month. I absolutely refuse to have the externals define my state of being. I will define my state of being and beam it out to the world and broadcast it. Sovereignty, your inner authority. These are the times we're in because we've been so encouraged to behave obediently, to be a people pleaser, to not rock the boat. And it's a different paradigm now. We're moving into paradigm shattering times. We truly are. And I'd just like to kind of touch on the seed points of some of these outer planets that are so important right now in this very harmonious configuration. I have to go back to 577 BC to find a conjunction between Uranus, Neptune and Pluto, those three planets coming together, which are now in very positive geometry. That's the seed point. It's like a new moon when planets come together. So 577 BC, that was the time of Pythagoras and Buddha. And these were the great, great thinkers who we still quote now, who started to develop concepts of consciousness and divinity. Incredible. I still refer to Pythagoras frequently for my astrology. He was a genius. they were developing concepts of consciousness and divinity, which were, you know, scarcely known, certainly not in our recorded history. The seed point of Saturn and Neptune, and that's, they come together in conjunction every 36 years, so it's fairly predictable. They are always about the dissolution of the old order, very connected to Russian history, actually. So, for instance, the last time they were in conjunction was in end of 1989, and it was very literal because that was the collapse of the Berlin Wall. It was a literal breaking down. I was actually in Berlin at the time, watching these young people scramble all over the world, all over the wall with hammers and axes, literally breaking down the old order. And I bought a piece of Berlin Wall, which I've still got in the house somewhere. So the breaking down of the old order. So again, we have this emphasis on collapse of the old. The conjunction between Neptune and Pluto last happened in 1891 to 1893, that was the birth of quantum physics. Max Planck discovering quanta, packets of energy, and throwing out the previous physics that kind of polystyrene balls that were atoms, you know, stuck onto a large model. I mean, it's all of that. So he said that matter is derived from consciousness. He was the very first person in our recorded history to say that. Matter is derived from consciousness. So he knew that everything begins from energy and collapses down into density. And so every time, if I go back in history, we've had a Neptune-Pluto conjunction, there's been a shift from the tangible to the less visible. The tangible to the less visible. And that's what's happening now. There's a shift to the ethereal, and particularly because Pluto and Uranus are both in air signs, we're going to get an awful lot of the out there, which was starting already a discovery, you know, a lot more about our galactic family, discoveries of far distant planets. I mean, a planet was discovered the other day that doesn't even have a name. It's just got a number. It's got an orbit of 25,000 years. And it was only discovered through this dark, I think it's called dark energy camera that can go a long way out there. Equally, we have technology that's now starting to go deep into the earth. Look at the discoveries under the pyramids. That's just the beginning of discovering what's happening in our inner earth with advanced beings that live in inner earth, etc. These are all much more advanced intelligences than we are. The last time we had a conjunction between Uranus and Pluto was in 1965, 1966. Now, Kyle is far too young to have lived through that. That was an incredible time, if any of you lived through that. This was the age of the hippies. It was about love and peace. And there were lots of anti-war demonstrations, anti-Vietnam War, lots. There were protests about wanting greater equality in the world, whether it was women's lib, the Black Power movement, gay lib, you know, lots of protests and demonstrations around. We want everybody to have an equal voice in society. And so that was the seed point. The music was phenomenal. You know, remember the Beatles and the Stones, and, you know, it was incredibly rich culturally. That is now coming to blossom. That was the, you know, seed point was 65, 66. That is now coming to blossom with this very positive geometry. So all of these seed points I'm mentioning are now coming to blossom in a bigger way. So I think we are going to have incredible solutions. I was just reading before I came on about this. I think I've mentioned it before, but the post came up again about they've discovered this this fungus which thrives on plastics, microplastics, like a gourmet meal. And it can just devour microplastics in the sea, but also in things like rubbish dumps as well. So we're not going to have to wait years and years and years to clean up a lot of the pollution that we have created as humanity. It's going to happen quite quickly. They're going to be incredible jumps in our understanding of reality, plasma physics, aviation, medical and healing technologies. Again, just before I came on, I discovered that stunningly UK doctors, I can't imagine this is happening in our normal hospitals, but they are now starting to use sound therapy to repair brain trauma from people who've either been in car accidents or have had strokes, who've been brain damaged. And the sound waves are stimulating stem cell production in the brain to regenerate the brain. Now, if you know anything I've been talking about with Homer, the dwarf planet, all about regeneration, she birth babies all over her body, you know, change, regenerate her age. And she's very linked, I believe, to stem cell medicine. I've been talking about this in videos. And she's in aspect to Pluto, which is transformation. You know, this is exactly the mythology, the symbolism of Pluto and Homer starting to happen. Pluto's in Aquarius. It's to do with frequency and energy, sound waves. You know, we are going to learn to become masters of the invisible. This is where we're going, masters of our thinking, masters of our energy, masters of our emotion. And we are going to move into such a different world. But we must consciously co-create by becoming masters of our own internal landscape, our own internal state of being. And then we are in a very powerful position to help that, just beam that out to the world. You know, and we literally do infect people in our circle. And we can even do it over Zoom, frankly, and, you know, do it globally. Because we are truly birthing a new biology. And I believe that in my bones. And so many people are talking about this. I've had conversations with Richard Rudd, who in his 3 days of transcendence many years ago, and he was in this state of complete transcendence and downloaded a lot of the gene keys material, which is like a modern day mystery school. He had this vision, the core gene key in his whole massive tome is gene key 55, which is the water nymph turning into the dragonfly and going through a complete metamorphosis. And again, I've talked about that a lot, complete change of state. Lee Harris is talking about this, channeling the Z's. You know him well, Kyle, a change in biology. Kelly Kolodny, beautiful channeling of the angel Raphael. I'm going to be talking to her next week, is talking again about we are currently in embryo. This year, we are in embryo, she is saying, as the new human. That's going to be birthed turn of the year. And I'm going to dig more into that when I speak to her next week. You know, Lee Carroll, Cryon, Greg Brent, there's so many people talking about this. And I believe that Dr. Zach Bush is even talking about this, you know, with great authority as a doctor. So every time you get caught up in the external drama, the zigzags, know that you are just leaking power. You're giving it away. You're scattering it. And we've done that actually all our lives, me included, because we didn't know any better. But now we do know better. And we have to learn a different way of being, literally moment to moment, because every moment from now on, you are putting layers of paint on what is currently pretty much still a blank canvas in a bigger way than ever before, because our future is so open. We have infinite possibilities in a way that we have never known it before in many, many lifetimes. So let's not make a pig's ear of the biggest jump of evolution for humanity. Let us become consciously co-creating in every moment and stick post-it. You know, I've often said stick post-it notes all over your kitchen cupboards, your bathroom mirror, the fridge. What are you thinking? What's your state of being right now? That's so important. And you know, I've been thinking about this because I filmed my update for the full moon in Aquarius yesterday, and I was thinking, you know, during the lockdowns, during the pandemic and the lockdowns, what did that make us crave? It made us crave human connection, hugging, laughing, especially if you live on your own, you've been very isolated likely. And so the lockdowns boomeranged to make us really want human connection. The current zigzags of polarization, and it's probably most extreme in America. I mean, it's right across the world because it's encouraged to have left and right, Democrat and Republican, and I'm right and you're wrong. You know, right, you know, even in sports, it's been competition. Our whole paradigm has been competition. And so that degree of polarization is emerging very, very clearly in America. And, you know, I don't need to get to the politics, it's obvious. But now, because the energy is shifting so much and will not tolerate deception and lies, people are starting to say, do you know, whatever side of the political spectrum I'm on, I want truth. I want truth from my leaders. because they are our paid servants. I want truth. And that's right across the globe, by the way. It's not just in America. So it is unifying humanity where we have previously had extreme polarity. There's a boomerang. So although competition, I'm right, you're wrong, judgment, polarity has been encouraged, that's collapsing. That's boomeranging. So really, really remember that we are going through this thrilling, and we, you know, you may not be able to see it yet. You've got to come together with like-minded people, people like Kyle and Leah, who are doing incredible work around heart coherence. Come together in groups, in person, online, and just know that from the high frequency energy coming in, we are creating an extraordinarily beautiful world. We are remembering ancient wisdom. We're remembering shamanic wisdom. Probably the best template we have is ancient Lemuria, the most perfect civilization, where they were completely in a state of oneness. They would never harm or hurt another living being. You know, they were just in harmony with every sentient living being. That's a damn good template, damn good model for what we're moving into. Know that our consciousness is expanding. Know that we are bringing in this sense of multidimensionality and great remembrance. There's an evolution, but also an involution, a remembering of all of our ancient wisdom. So the entry keys to these higher dimensions to New Earth are honesty, integrity, humility, focus, heart coherence, gratitude, and compassion. That's what's going to get us to a very different place. And we, to all accounts, people who are much more gifted than me, all of them, including Dr. David Clements with his wonderful work, says that we are rocking it. The potential for humanity is to skyrocket now. And we are in the chrysalis now to prepare for that bigger launch in 2026, which will then go on for many years. But this is it. We're in it.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm right on time there,
Kyle.
Oh,
my. Pam, I have never in a half hour period had so much goosebumps arise and just stay throughout my body. I'm curious, is anyone else experiencing goosebumps throughout that whole message? Because that was just absolutely mind blowing. And you are amazing. You are truly just the best. So thank you. We have a few questions from our audience that I'm going to ask. You really covered so much, so I'm only going to ask a few. And that was truly mind-blowing. But one that came up was, many people feel timelines are splitting. Are the planets showing us a reality where we could see two very different paths for humanity's energy? And this question is more about like the two Earths. Everyone's really so fascinated about how we're splitting. Could you explain that at all?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Great question. And yes, there is a bifurcation, I believe. I do not believe that we on a spiritual path are leaving this earth. I don't believe that. I believe that we are staying on this earth. And there is a dimensional split, because if you're following the narrative, that leads to a particular synthetic and technological reality that's not my timeline. I'm absolutely not going there. But for people who are caught up in the fear, it has that potential, because the other expression of Pluto in Aquarius is controlled by technology and invisible government. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really clear to see. But the way you choose your timeline is via your frequency. So if you're giving that your attention, you and only you are choosing your frequency. Nobody makes you choose a particular frequency. It's your choice. And that's why your focus is so incredibly important at this time, because if you're caught up in fear, you'll likely be caught up in that timeline. That's not my timeline.
No.
I don't even turn on the mobile phone. You know, I live in the 1880s here. But, you know, so just think simplicity, think love, think breath work, think heart coherence, and then you will be on a very different, much more natural and organic timeline. So I do think absolutely there's a dimensional split. Yes, 100%. I think there's a frequency split, 100%, but it's only we that choose it. And that's why all I've banged on about in the last half hour is so vital.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Are there any dates coming up that could be considered hot spots for transformation? All of them.
The whole lot, really. I think even this last bit of July is very strong in terms of seismic potential. We're seeing the uptick in seismic activity, and I anticipated that right at the beginning of the year. The Ring of Fire is very active, and as I understand it, the Earth's crust is actually starting to expand a little, which is one of the contributors to this great seismic activity. So, I do think that's it's new. Earth is going through her rebirth as well, so that's happening. So even these last few days of July, I think are very strong. August, actually, both the lunations in August, both the full moon in Aquarius and then followed by the new moon in Virgo, are very strong, particularly around those dates. So, 9th, 23rd, few days to either side. Yes, the Earth spin is speeding up a tiny bit, actually, tiny bit, but yes, that's true. The magnetic North Pole is shifting as well. Yes, I mean, they have to keep updating GPS more often, so planes will still land on the runway and won't miss, because the North Pole has been migrating so quickly recently. Other dates, the eclipses in September, I think, are going to be very significant. There's a total lunar eclipse on the 7th in Pisces, and then there's a solar eclipse on the 23rd at the beginning of Virgo. Both of those are very strong. And then the Capricorn solstice in December, 21st of December. That is going to be another real pivot point in this kind of bigger launch of the new human, the new biology. So those are it's the lunations in August, September, and then the Capricorn solstice that I think are going to be very powerful. But I mean, that this whole year is just, there's not many, there are not many rest days in 20.
You are so brilliant. It's truly an honor and amazing just to observe you in your wisdom and just how you remember all these dates. It's beautiful.
Should have got a job in a casino, actually, Kyle. Made a fortune.
Okay, thank you.
Lots of love. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye,
Thank
everybody. Thank you
you.
So much, Pam.
Yeah, lots of love. Bye.
It was on the weekend that we laid to rest Gary Cook, the great author and all-round good guy. It was amazing the stuff he knew about Aotearoa and ley lines and animals and plants. Incredible. So we're just going to have a little snippet from one of Gary's little talks. We always talked about him having a regular spot on his program, but it never eventuated. It was a thing that we apart from the odd interview, it was a thing we never got together again, unfortunately. Now it's too late.
Welcome back to River Haven, the fairy glade, the river, the forest. How lovely to have you with me again. It's been an adventurous week, and many things have been revealed to me. And one thing I think I wish to share with you, which is to do with who you love, or who you know you love, and who you don't know who loves you. You see, the beloved reaches you through family, friends, lovers, and often through an unexpected smile from a stranger. Love is mysterious. Life depends on it. And love always brings more life to the moment, uplifting all our human exchanges to the level of spirit. Its grace transforms our hard edges and narrow ways in a flash, for the true self understands the language of love and responds instantly. You too can become a lover by being grateful and gracious with each moment. And as you count your privileges, you begin to see how much care life is showering on you. The creative spark that flows through your heart helps you to make each day more and more special. And this magic will increase the beauty and enjoyment of life. The nourishment that you receive from them will deepen. Your appreciation will mature, and you will begin to see how special everyone is in your life. You'll understand that you are unique, not because of credits or credentials, but because of the tender quality of heart you bring to your life. So, tender loving care. And what I say to you is, leave your doors and windows open so that love may come and visit you today. Don't hesitate to ask for support or understanding. Love is eager to repay you for all of your generous ways. A beautiful sharing, and sometimes it's quite difficult to understand love, what it truly means. But when we listen and when we think about it, and when we put love into action in our lives, and when we love others around us as they love us, and as I said, those that are unknown to us and those that we do not yet know, our love flows between us all the time. As my love for you out there, my thousands of Facebook friends and family, the love is manifest, and love is bliss. And today I feel blissful, and I know that you will too. So think about this. Think about love. So until we meet again, I so love you all out there. And tenalak, until our paths cross again.
Coming up at Infinity Spiritual Center this week. Tonight we have our meditation where you can join with like-minded people. On Saturday I'm doing a drum making workshop, and then on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock we are joining with the rest of the world and drumming in the Lion's Gate, which is due on the 8th. This is the 9th or the 8th, so it's a day behind, but in the rest of the world it's still the 8th. And then on Monday, it's Spiritual Cinema Circle, and the film this month, we've got a little short film about smudging, if you want to know about smudging. And then the film is Visions of Universal Humanity, where Barbara Marx Hubbard, together with some of the finest minds of our time, presents a cutting-edge perspective on humans' potential to create a positive future for the Earth. Sounds like what we need at the moment. I am Barry, it's been the voice within. Kakite, Shalom, Namaste, Masalam. May your God go with you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.